you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The music industry is evolving globally, and various careers are emerging from it. In Jamaica, a number of young people are pursuing careers within the industry, ranging from recording artist, producer, event promoter, artist manager, and public relations officer, to name a few. On today's Career Talk, we will look at the work and benefits of being a music producer. Stay tuned. A number of industry players posit that Jamaica is still able to produce some of the best talents globally, as well as quality music, but there has been a decline in the number of great local music producers. Music producers write, arrange, create, and record songs, whether they're shaping the sound of another artist's album or creating beats. Famous Jamaican producers include Lee Scratch Perry, Sly and Robbie, King Jammy, Dean Fraser, Tony Rebel, and Donovan Germain. According to some entertainment consultants, some music producers are not creating quality music, which leads to the decline in the generation of good music. Record producer Donovan Germain has been creating music for 38 years, and he says being a great producer depends on the individual work a producer puts in.
It's all self-inflicted because the kind of work that they're doing, if they're not doing positive work, you cannot get positive response from people or respect. But there are few producers who are still getting respect based on the work that they are doing.
Mr. Germain adds producers should know what kind of music to create and make available to the public.
Look at the most successful artist in the history of our music, Bob Marley. You must sing the kind of song. He's singing positive, uplifting sound. You must make song that can help people to feel good about themselves. If they're in a bad mood, it must be a song that can take them out of that funk, give them hope. Songs like that have longevity.
Mr. Germain has produced artists such as Beris Hammond, Buju Banton, Marcia Griffiths, Tony Rebel, Queen Ifrika, Romain Virgo, and Coco T. Reggae artist and music producer Patrick Barrett, more popularly known as Tony Rebel, says to become an established music producer is demanding because of the amount of work it requires.
It's a difficult job to pursue because even when you have the knowledge, it will take a certain amount of money in order to get into that place. But, I mean, once it's something that you love, you know, people like to do what they love.
While the life of a music producer can be demanding, it's quite a rewarding profession. Mr. Barrett says producers can make a lot of revenue from creating music.
Yeah, man, it is a fulfilling job. That's the next part of it. After producing a song, then you have to have your marketing team who market it to the radio station and the necessary places in order for it to get popular. Once it is popular, then money will be turning. Why should I be
afraid of a The ultimate goal of a music producer is to guide artists in creating the most successful possible recording at every stage of production. In doing this, the budding music producers are encouraged to conduct the necessary research in the global market, have a vision for great music, and be desirous of positive musical innovations. Recently, State Minister in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, Damien Crawford, asserted that established music creators need to encourage young producers to focus on creating quality and morally uplifting songs. That's it for this week's Career Talk. Thanks for staying tuned. For producer Shanari Farron, I'm Vaughn Davis.
I'm compelled to foster a child because there are so many children out there who really need love. Because over the years, I've had quite a few. I'm appealing to mothers and fathers, share your home, share your heart with children out there who are in need.
The Child Development Agency's National Foster Care Week, February 7 to 13. For more information, visit our website at www.cda.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Share your home. Foster a child.
Me hear people say alcohol and cigarette worse than weed.
I don't know about that. Now I'm not really good for you. And you see me, as an athlete, I have to stay focused and drug-free.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.